This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Defense lawyers for Saddam Hussein face an untested court system, a notorious client, and now the threat of death. A group calling itself the Sword of God has sent a videotaped message to a news agency in Baghdad. It promises to behead any defense lawyer for the former dictator. And Iraq's new Minister of Justice says Saddam's defense lawyers will not be safe in his country. All those challenges come as Iraqis try to show they can give a fair trial to the man who ruled them for decades. NPR's Deborah Amos has been talking with a team of defense lawyers who say they represent Saddam. And Deborah, given the security concerns, I suppose it's not surprising that you found them in Jordan, not Iraq.
Well, the headquarters of the legal team is in the office of a Jordanian lawyer named Mohammed Rashdan. And earlier this week, he said he was planning a trip to Baghdad. He was going to head out with a busload of lawyers. Before he went to Libya to consult the daughter of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. She's a law professor, and she had joined the team. But now with the new videotape, with those threats of beheading, Rashdan told me that the trip is definitely off.
We cannot go to Baghdad until we get the protection from any country or any organization. We need protection to go to Baghdad.
In the meantime, Steve, the legal strategy of the defense team is starting to take shape. The French lawyer, Jacques Verge, who was part of the team, he's been sidelined, according to a member of the team in Jordan, because he was advocating a political defense. For example, Saddam committed terrible crimes, but he was aided and supported by Western governments, including the United States.
So where's the defense going now?
This is a criminal trial, and that's what Giovanni Di Stefano, a British-based Italian lawyer, told me. He wrote the first legal challenge to the Iraqi tribunal this week, along with Mohammed Rashdan. What they did is they requested that Saddam Hussein be released on bail. Di Stefano, with a group called President Saddam Defense Lawyers, says he's also representing Tariq Aziz, and that's another high official in Saddam's former government.
We are asking for provisional release of His Excellency President Saddam Hussein and His Excellency Tariq Aziz.
Okay, Deb Amos in Amman, Jordan, that's what they're asking for, but what possible argument is there for releasing Saddam Hussein?
Well, Steve, it goes to the heart of their legal strategy. Di Stefano says Saddam can't be tried for crimes committed while he was the president because Iraq's internationally recognized constitution gave him immunity. And Saddam must have had that defense in mind during his first court appearance because he kept insisting that he was still the president of Iraq. His lawyer, Di Stefano, also writes in that letter that Saddam has been denied some basic rights because he's not been formally charged with specific crimes. It was just 7 vague indictments. And these are rights, says Di Stefano, that are spelled out in Iraq's tribunal statute.
We have a person in custody without a proper charge. There is an inherent right to know what the case there is against you.
That's what they're arguing anyway. Is there any chance Saddam could get bail, though?
It doesn't seem likely, but Di Stefano says, well, I'm a lawyer, and it's my job to try. International lawyers I talk to say that the presidential immunity defense is not going to fly, but these legal arguments can tangle up the tribunal for a long time, especially if the legal team challenges the legitimacy of the proceedings, which they will probably do. The fact that Saddam has not been able to see his defense team in Iraq is a real problem, say many lawyers that I talk to. In his first court appearance, he wouldn't sign court documents without a lawyer. Saddam has had some legal training, and he chided the judge for even asking him to sign without his legal team present.
Now, very briefly here, one other point, Deborah. These lawyers are in Amman, Jordan. Saddam is in Iraq, and he's been incommunicado while a prisoner of war and now in formal Iraqi custody. How do you know these lawyers really represent him?
Well, they say they've been retained by Saddam's family. Giovanni Di Stefano, who advised the jailed Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic, says he's now also part of the team.
When the detained person is unable to communicate with lawyers, as he still is, it is the family that appoint defense counsel. Of course, His Excellency can revoke when he has an opportunity of meeting. He may not like us.
Di Stefano, he's pushing to meet his client, and that was the letter that they sent. He also told me that Saddam has been moved out of Iraq, and the legal team was contacted and asked if they objected. They said they didn't. No way to verify that, Steve, but if it's true and Saddam is outside Iraq, then he may be closer to meeting his defense team.
Okay. NPR's Deborah Amos in Amman, Jordan.